Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on this Monday, February 15th of 2021, President's Day here. And I'm just so grateful that you've made the determination to tune in to this powerful, wonderful Miracle Man show here tonight. Wherever you are, however you're tuned in, whether you're listening on your laptop, your computer, your tablet, maybe you're using your BlackBerry, if you still got one. I had one for like a month. Now I'd be the guy to call it a blueberry. I'm just so glad that you've made the determination to tune in to this powerful miracle program, Miracle Man program. And my hope is that you've come ready and longing to receive that miracle that you're believing God for. And you always have to remember to just have that faith in God, always. And you know, I'm going to tell you right off the get-go. You know, football season ended as of a week ago. And so we will be having a sports update at the end. Well, it'll be brief, but still. You know. And the plan is right now that spring training will be starting up for the majors in a few weeks, which is, of course, going to be great to see. And so, what I wanted to remind you of, first of all, is many of us right now in America, in so much of the country, we are dealing with this crazy winter storm weather. I mean, just a couple days ago, they had a winter storm in Seattle and Portland. Now it just went through Texas. To places like Louisiana, Mississippi, West Tennessee, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, onto the East Coast. Us here in Michigan now, we now have for the southern half, the lower peninsula, we have winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories. 2 to 4 to as much as 6 to 10 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. Of course, as they say, take it slow in ice and snow. So just thought I'd keep you aware of that. My hope is that you bought your porch keys today, like I did. I went to the gourmet cupcake shop, which is a local bakery that makes them yearly. And I had my first one this year already. I had myself one of those strawberry cheesecake ones. Another good one I like is, I like the Oreo one. I like the I like the peanut butter cup. And they have a Holland cream one that's good. And other fantastic flavors. As you'll be able to go in and get yours tomorrow. Some places will possibly have them a day after, too, with the way the weather's going. Fear not, though, listeners. Spring will be on its way. Winter is not one of those things that goes on an infinitum, meaning like where it just goes on indefinitely. I don't know about you. I would totally despise indefinite winter. One place I'm glad is not getting this storm, Florida. As I will be going there in about a month for a few days in the sun. I want to let you know about this wonderful Holy Spirit Conference coming up at Living Word Church in Midland from March the 2nd to March the 5th. So Tuesday, March 2nd to Friday, March 5th. Of course, the first day there will only be an evening meeting. Other than that, they'll have morning meetings on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. At 10:30 a.m. and the nighttime services are at 7 p.m. Living Word Church, which is at 2010 North Stark Road, a mile north of US 10. And you can find out more information by going online to marktbarclay.com. I've been going to these since I was very, 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 very little. Like the first one I remember, I was like 4, I think. But they're powerful. Lives are changed for the better. And just a great time of the outpouring of the anointing of God. And it's just... And it's a time where we just let the Holy Spirit do whatever he wants. And that's what the Holy Spirit Conference is about. Because, of course, if you have a conference, you have to name the conference something. Common sense, of course. But, yeah. That being said, there won't be a show on the 2nd or the 3rd of March. And by the way, March is the month where everybody marches into the donut shop to get the best of the best donuts. Of course. Because I enjoy some good, tasty donuts. Or as somebody that I know of likes to call them do-nots. Meaning, like, do not eat them. But I greatly enjoy them. I really do. And so, it's an amazing thing. If you want to hear some really good news, one of the states out west, as of a few days ago, they just lifted their mandate on the use of masks, face diapers. In Montana, you no longer have to wear a face diaper. Whether you call it a mask, a mask, face diaper. Of course, I prefer a mask. You can thank, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown from Florida for that. Or dare I say from Free Florida. That's right, Free Florida. They do not have to wear a mask. But listeners, in case you haven't heard, there are things going around that apparently people in the Biden administration, they're looking at possibly banning travel to and from Florida due to concerns about this B.1.1.7 strain of this variant of the virus. To that I say, you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say what I said about a week ago. Viruses mutate. That's what a virus does. A virus mutates. Now they're trying to say this mutation is like 70% more deadly. I don't believe that for a minute. Is COVID serious? Yes. Is it deadly? Yes. But I don't think this new strain is something to live in fear over. It's the point where they want to ban people from going in. Last I checked, stuff like that is unconstitutional. Block people out of Florida, block people from Florida from going elsewhere in the United States of America. And I want to thank Governor DeSantis because he said again, I'm not backing down. We're keeping our state open. We're not closing our state down. We're not going back to mask mandates. He has taken a stand. He has stood up. He is doing the right thing by keeping his state open. That state successfully hosted the Super Bowl. They just hosted the Daytona 500 yesterday. And of course, they're one of the hottest winter tourism destinations in America. And I wish we had more Ron DeSantis is. He's doing a good job. Ohio just lifted their curfews at, everything was supposed to close at 10 p.m. Ohio Governor DeWine, they just lifted theirs. So good to see we're opening our country back up. Praise God. And we have to continue to curse this virus. Curse all mutations of this virus. And the people, you know, there have been plans for this. There have been plans that at some point there would be a strain that would have an immune suppressor in it. Did you know that, Shelley? That's pretty scary, isn't it? An immune suppressor in it. So we have to curse this thing. And I always hear people say, you know, in the middle of a pandemic. I've always felt like saying, you know, you've left a letter out. Plandemic. Or you replace the P with an M. Mandemic is created by man. Now, and I know they used, you know, corona, which there had been coronaviruses since the 1960s that we've known about them. But this one was altered, created by man. We just have to curse this thing. So you say, Miracle Man, how do you know all this? Well, I just know things that are true. And we have to pray. And so, and as we continue to go through these days, you want to know what we should be realizing? That heaven looks pretty good right about now. You want to know what's not in heaven? There's no Rona. Virus. There's no virus of any kind there. There's no fraud. There's no lying. There's no cheating. There's no snow up there either. I mean, there is for those who want a snowmobile, but it doesn't mess up the streets of gold. And yes, there will be streets of gold in heaven. And want to know something else that will be up there? All kinds of sweet treats. And salty treats and other good tasting stuff. Of course. I hope at least. Couple other announcements I want to make. The first one is Miracle Man Show. I now have a PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukla, that is R-Y, V as in Violet, E-R-S, space Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And then choose the dollar amount which you would like to give. And I'm going to tell you what I've already told you. I want you to be led by God, by the Spirit of God, as to what to give. Listeners, I am not going to turn my broadcasts into fundraisers. I am not turning my broadcasts into fundraisers. I remember when Dr. Buckley used to say that years and years ago about the building program that we're still in. Like, how would that work if he turned them into fundraisers? Does that mean that some of the times he'd be doing auctions instead of preaching? Is that how that would work, Shelley? And if he said, all right, now we're gonna auction off this four-wheeler. Going once, going twice, Warren. Sold. That'd be fun. That'd almost be hilarious watching Pastor do that. They do an invasion auction again. I'd love to see Pastor leading it. That'd be something to watch, wouldn't it? I really think it would be. But no. I am not going to turn my radio broadcast into fundraisers. I want you to decide between you and God. What kind of seed to sow? If all you're doing when it comes to, you know, putting money into the kingdom, if all you are doing is paying tithes, paying your tithes, then that's like the absolute bare minimum. So like, at least you're paying your tithes, but you can do more than that. The Bible says, he who soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Meanwhile, he or she who soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully, and they shall have an abundance. When we talk about abundance, that means more than enough, not just enough. Talking about more than enough. I'm glad to serve a God of more than enough. And couple other giving verses I want to give to you. One of which is, God loves a sad giver. I'm sorry. God loves a cheerful giver. Yes. Amen. God loves a cheerful giver. Another one, Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. Amen. Said give. That means you can't just talk about giving, you actually have to give. Sow the seed. It's just like in the field. Shelly here, her and her husband, they're farmers. But what they do in the springtime is they will plant fields. In order to, if you want a harvest in the fall, you have to plant seed. Sow seed. Plant seed. If you want blessing from God, you have to do what God says. And part of that is giving seed. And God looks at your heart. He looks upon your heart. Not based on how many dollars you give. He looks more at the percent. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. You can go online there and sow seed to Miracle Man Show, and we will use it for the work of God. Amen and amen. The other thing I want to mention real quick is you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That's rivers with an I of miracles.com to find out information about about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And you can let that book be a blessing to your life. Amen. Now, we're going to sing a couple of songs, and then we are going to get into the word of the Lord tonight. And so, it's going to be awesome. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down, not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will adore. His promise will endure. His joy is going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down and not destroyed. I'm blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure. His joy is going to be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes in the morning. I'm creating my sorrows. I'm creating my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm creating my sickness. I'm creating my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We sing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. La 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 for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We sing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's awakening a hope in me by calling forth my destiny. He's breathing life into my soul. I will thirst for him and him alone. He has come like the rain showers on a barren plain. So my heart and tongue confess Jesus Christ, the hope of men. My hope is in you, God. I am steadfast. I will not be moved. My anchor never shaken. All my hope is in you. He's breathing life into, he's awakening hope in me by calling forth my destiny. He's breathing life into my soul. I will thirst for him and him alone. He has come like the rain showers on the barren plain. So my heart and tongue confess Jesus Christ, hope of men. My hope is in you, My anchor never shaken. Oh, my hope is in you. Oh, my hope is in you, God. I am steadfast. I will not be moved. My anchor never shaken. Oh, my hope is in you. Giving hope to the hopeless, sharing his heart with the broken, sharing his home with the orphan. He is the joy, he is my joy. Giving a song we're declaring, giving heart we're embracing. He is the song we're declaring. He is the joy, he is my joy. He's bringing hope to the hopeless, sharing his heart with the broken, sharing his home with the orphan. He is the joy, he is my joy. He is the heart I'm raising. He is the song we're declaring. He is the joy. He is my joy. Let hope arise. 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 My hope is in you, God. I am steadfast. I will not be moved. My anchor never shaken. And my hope is in you. For my hope is in you, God. I am steadfast. I will not be moved. My anchor never shaken. All my hope is in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you like, but I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, and I know we're all searching for answers, and only you provide, and you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Love so unexplainable, I can hardly speak. He's so undeniable, I can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love, love your good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of our ways to us. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, thank you, Lord God. 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 We thank now, Heavenly Father, we honor you tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you for who you are. You are such a great Father to us. You're a better Father, Lord God, to us than any earthly father could be. And we just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us tonight. And I just thank you, Lord God, that as we study your word tonight, that you would reveal things to us, that you would show us your wonderful ways, that you, Lord God, would just minister to every one of us, that you would just minister to our hearts, to our minds, to our everything in us, Lord God, that you would just minister, that you would just reveal things to us. I give you permission, Holy Spirit, to just come, Lord God. You are welcome here. feel free to come and just do whatever you want to do tonight in this program, in the lives of these listeners. Speak to them. Speak to us, Lord God. Minister mightily to us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you show things to us. You reveal things to us. You great Father. And I just pray that all sickness and disease would be removed from us, that our bones would work the way they're supposed to, and that they would just function perfectly the way you designed for them to. And now, Heavenly Father, I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program. I say that increases in listenership would come into this program. I say that finances would come. And most important of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for huge amounts of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. Bible is more than a religious book to me. It's more than a history book to me. And it's more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalm number 86. Woo! Amen. Psalm 86. Hallelujah. I'm enjoying going through the book of Psalms with you, listeners. I'm really enjoying it. And by the way, listeners, I'm not just saying that. I mean it. I greatly am enjoying going through this. Praise God, Psalm 86. And I'm going to begin reading from verse number 1. Or numero uno in Spanish. By the way, Honduras, if you're listening, thank you so much. Welcome to every country listening. Amen. And as I said, and I want you to feel free to, whatever I do, whatever, here at my house, whatever I do at my house, you do wherever you are. Amen. Whatever I do here, you do there. Amen. So I'm going to begin with Psalm 86, verse 1. Hear, O Lord, and answer me. What's going on? For I am needy. Guard my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are forgiving and good, O Lord. you are abounding in love to all who call to you. Bear my prayer, O Lord. I mean, hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, or you will answer me. Oh, I made a mistake. I read 86. Let's go to 87. Psalm 87. 87. Shouldn't take you too long to find 87 if you're already in 86. I just hope you didn't go backwards. For those Psalm. He has set his foundation on the holy mountain, meaning God has. God has set his foundation on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all of the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God, Selah. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me. Philistia too, and Tyre, along with Cush. And I will say, this one was born in Zion. Indeed, of Zion, it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, this one was born in Zion. As they make music, they will sing, all my fountains are in you. 88. Psalm of the Sons of Korah, for the director of music, according to Mahalalet, Lamanada, Samahana. O Lord, the God who saves me, day and night I cry out before you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of trouble, and my life draws near the grave. I am counting among those who go down to the pit. I am like a man without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily upon me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken me, my closest friends, and you have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and I cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, O Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders? Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do those who are dead rise up and praise you? Selah. Is your love declared in the grave? Your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wondrous I mean, are your wonders known in the place of darkness? Or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me and ride and hide your face from me? From my youth, I have been afflicted and close to death. I have suffered your terrors, and I am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long, they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken my companions and loved ones from me. The darkness is my closest friend. 89. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known to all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever, and I will make your throne firm through all generations. Verse 5. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God, in the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord God, Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea when its waves mount up. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain with your strong arm. You scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south, Tabor and Hermon. Sing for joy at your name. Your arm is in, I mean, Tabor and Hermon, sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endued with power. Your hand is strong. Your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength. And by your favor, you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision by your faithful people, you said, I have bestowed strength upon a warrior. I have exalted a young man from among the people. I have found David, my servant, with my sacred oil. I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him, and I will strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him. And those his name, his horn, will be exalted. I will sit his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, you are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. I will also appoint him my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as the heavens endure. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and they fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sin with the rod, their iniquity with flogging. But I will not take my love from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant, nor will I alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his lying will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. Selah. But you have rejected. You have spurned. You have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servants, and you have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and have reduced his stronghold to ruins. All whose paths have plundered him, he has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes, and you have made all his enemies rejoice. You have turned back the edge of his sword, and you have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor. You have cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with a mantle of shame, Sila.
How long, O Lord,
will you ride yourself forever?
How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how fleeting is my life? In what fertility you have created all men. What man can live and not see death or save himself from of the grave? Sila. O Lord, where is your former great love? When your faithfulness you swore to David. Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mocked, and how I lay a new heart and thoughts, and all the mockers, O Lord, may have mocked every step of your anointed one. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Number 90. This will be the last one for tonight. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, return to dust, O sons of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by. Or like a watch in the night. You sweep me away in the sleep of dust. They are like the new grass. Of the morning. Though in the morning. It springs up. New. By evening. It is dry. And withered. We are consumed. By your anger. And we are terrified by your indignity. You have set your iniquities before you. Our secret sins in the light of your presence. All of our days pass away upon your wrath. We finish our years. With a moan. The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is not great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days always, so that we may gain a fight of wisdom. A heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? His compassion on your servant. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all of our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, and splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. So let's read Psalm 91. And then we're going to talk about it. I love this Psalm 91. I love it so much. I'll probably come right back to it tomorrow night. But verse 1 of 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He's my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor will the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. Or as we say, no evil shall befall you. No plague shall come nigh your dwelling. For He will give His angels charge over you to keep you, to guard you in all of your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent, because He loves me, says the Lord. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and I will honor him with long life. God says, I will satisfy him with long life, and I will show him my salvation. Ooh, man. Man, man. I love this Psalm 91. I do. It's about what Psalm 91 is about. It's about the blessings of safety and protection. There is a reason why my pastor prays that prayer every single service, at the end of every service. It's like clockwork. Either pastor says it, prays it over us, or if he's not in town, a video is shown. The video is shown with him, of him speaking it over us. It talks about what we just talked about, how no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. No evil shall befall us. You'll be able to survive the pestilence that comes near you. an example of a pestilence. Obviously, it's not the only pestilence, you know. An example of a pestilence could be COVID, could be a hurricane, could be. And he says, you'll witness things happen, but you'll survive them. And he said, those who honor me, those who keep their ways upright in me. He talks about that. And he says, I will satisfy him with long life. That's one of the blessings of safety and protection. I'm going to be dealing with this tomorrow night. The blessings of safety and protection. Like that God kind. There's a reason why we talk about God as my shield. He is my fortress. You see, he provides a canopy of safety and protection. And he loves his children greatly. He loves them. He loves those of us who are his children. Now, I want to back it up for a couple of minutes to a previous psalm that we read tonight. I find this kind of interesting. What I'm going to say. So, to God, a day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years are like a day. Like they just pass by. So, basically, if you live to be 100 years, in the eyes of God, that's basically what, 2.5 hours? Isn't that about right? Yeah, if you only live to be 100 years in the eyes of God, that's basically like 2.5 hours, isn't it? 2.5 hours. True, but I also find it interesting. If to be 80 years, that'll be like 2 hours. The 90 minutes that I will have done my show will be like, I don't know, 3 seconds to Jesus? 3 seconds? Maybe 10 seconds? I don't know. That's about, a day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years, I like his day. I like a day. And so, and what you find is God, you know, he loves his children so much that he will do whatever he feels the need to do for them, as long as it's just and righteous. Because as we read tonight, his throne is based on justice and righteousness. It's based on justice and righteousness. Just in righteousness. Not just based on what you may want him to do. If it's not just or righteous, he won't do it. That's why God will not hear your prayers if you have all kinds of open sin in your life. This is why you have to make sure you're right with God if you want any kind of miracle to be done in your life. And when you see that God deals with with justice and righteousness, when I look at that, I go, you know, God is going to deal with these kinds of things. And he won't just let there be, he's going to judge righteously and justly. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time in the Word tonight. I pray, Lord God, that we would put this Word to use in our lives. May we put this Word into practice. May we check ourselves, look at ourselves, examine ourselves in you. May we always live under your canopy, under your safety and protection that you have for us. May we always have everything we need in you, Lord God. In Jesus' matchless name. In terms of sports, Michigan had a nice come-from-behind victory against the Wisconsin Badgers, or as Michigan fans like to call them, the Cheeseheads. Mm-hmm. We had a good one against them. And I tell you, Michigan is looking really good this year. They really are. As for Michigan State, they are having a tough time this year. Basketball, they really are having a tough time this year. They're having a tough time. And so, we'll have to see if they can get their things figured out. The Pistons game against the Spurs, scheduled for tomorrow night, has been postponed due to concerns about COVID and the Spurs. Like I said, spring training will be coming in a few weeks, hopefully very soon, which when that happens, that will be a sure sign that spring is coming. Even if not for a while. All right, folks. Until tomorrow, God first, God always. So long, everybody.